Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Manscaped is here with a deal you cannot pass over for this Easter season. They've got all the tools to give you the beautifully decorated eggs of your dreams. Just because it's Easter doesn't mean you have to go and hide those bad boys behind the tall grass. So make sure your downstairs lawn is mowed. Get yourself feeling as sweet as candy by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off plus free shipping with promo code Bubba. It's time to put all your eggs into the perfect basket with the Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped. Inside this ball care buddy basket, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver ball toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag, all to hold your goodies. I'm talking the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. It's the elite electric trimmer that has all the proprietary advanced skin-safe technology that is designed to trim your hair on loose skin. Don't forget about the Weed Whacker 2.0, the Crop Preserver, the Ball Deodorant, and the Crop Reviver and Ball Toner. April is Easter, and it's all about the Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed in raising awareness for the most common form of cancer, men aged 15 to 35, by giving support to the fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as a part of the We Save the Balls initiative. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Hop into the best deal of the year with manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Blitz will tell us when we're speeded up.
Speed.
Nice. Man, welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge after show podcast, Willie. There'll be, I don't know, 8 to 10,000 people download this, so don't consider yourself a Lone Ranger. Let me over there.
I'm right here.
How you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Don't forget, no matter where you listen to this program, if you are a little bit fat and just having a tough time getting it off, maybe you're only a chick and you need to take off 12, so you really, really pop that ass and them titties, then you can call Dan Diaco, 488-8888, 48s and D-I-A-C-O-S, and get on the Ozempic. It's $350 a month. It's usually about $500 a month. So, Lummi, do you know what our number two state in podcasting is?
Confusion.
I'd say Pennsylvania.
Is that right?
Well, because we had that one guy. It just popped in my head. The guy that called today is from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Florida number one, Pennsylvania number two, California number three, New York number four.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Fucking A. Thank you very much.
God bless.
Oh, man, did I just take a poop?
Oh, we know.
Oh, my God. It was just a...
The videos were blasting. And smells were smelly.
Well, you know what I should have done? I should have courtesy sprayed while shitting.
It's okay.
Instead, I just wiped up, washed my hands.
The problem with the fart fans in the building, though, is if the other fans aren't on, then the one fan that's on just fans into the other bathrooms.
That is true.
We're not saying that this place is not just absolutely fucked up with flies and rats and shit smells. I mean, my God, this is just nothing but a fucking warehouse.
But I know, but a lot of bathrooms are like that. So, like, if you have multiple fart fans that are on the same vent, then they're just going to go to what's open. So.
I think, honest to God, and with looking at construction a little bit, I think they just put fart fans right into the attic. Like, I don't think they actually vent them out or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Most of them are not. They're supposed to be hooked up.
Yeah, they're supposed to be hooked up to some kind of vent system that goes to some kind of outdoor bullshit.
Yes. Well,
I think, really, that most guys that are hooking up a fart fan, that's usually one of the last things that you're doing at a home as you're plumbing and as you're kind of punch out.
Yeah.
And they usually just fucking go right into the attic or where whatever rooms above them.
Yeah, they just lay it
whatever
on
whatever crawl space or whatever.
They lay it on the insulation.
Yeah.
Well, ours do go out, but the three of them are connected, and then there's one that goes out.
So you do a refeed? Like if one's on and the other two aren't, it'll just feed into the other ones?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Nice. This one, man, and here's the deal. I wiped deer-like brown.
Mm. Good. No deer-like, blood?
No blood. Not an ounce of blood. Cause see, Anna,
too bad you didn't have your poop box already.
I know.
Oh,
that
yeah,
been,
your shit box.
That would have been a perfect one to give as a sample.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It was solid. It was deer-like brown. I wiped my ass one time, and it was just a little bit. Then you come in, you know what, the second one, just to, you know, touch up. I hate when I wipe the first one, and it literally looks like a fucking murder scene.
Right.
Does that ever happen to you guys?
Never.
For real?
Nope.
I've never had that happen, to be honest.
Lummy?
Yes, I've had it happen.
Well,
before.
You've had after.
Yes.
After your wife has
yes, of course.
Plowed the shit out of your asshole.
That's correct. You and I have the same...
No, hold on. Let me just
don't
get something
Bubba
straight.
Don't put Bubba in that box.
Yeah, hold on. Let's just get something straight. I think when I wipe my ass and it's bloody, it's because I blew out a fucking O-ring or an anal fissure.
Well,
it wasn't
see?
Because Merch Crick had the fucking Latin Whopper on and just took me to task.
Well, I could be like, Jay, and listen, you're still saying that it's an O-ring that blew out, so
yes.
We both blew out an O-ring.
Yeah,
now,
but there's
however,
different ways to blow. I blow my O-ring out by pushing too hard. You blow your O-ring
by
out
getting
by getting
too
fucked
hard.
Too hard.
I get pushed too hard. It's all the same
much
thing.
Much too hard.
Much too hard.
Yeah, well,
it's all the same.
Like after you,
still blood.
Like
out.
After Ashley pegs you, do you sometimes have that as a war wound?
The blood? No, no.
No.
That's just if I push. You know,
he's like more industrial strength than that.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
You're not a fucking paper tiger. I think my asshole is somewhat of a paper tiger.
Is it?
I got a paper tiger asshole. Well, I mean, if I push too hard in a decent sized shit makes my ass bleed. Can you imagine how traumatized my ass would be if
exactly
if I had Ashley hooked up to that 8.5-inch ramrod?
Mm. That's true.
My lord, I mean, I bleed over over an overstrained turd.
But then you start building up calluses, and then you know when you took a huge shit, you
building
don't bleed
up
anymore.
It's like your asshole's getting concussed. And once you get one, you keep getting them.
Don't worry. Your asshole builds up calluses.
Yeah.
No, you know what? That's one part of my body that I don't mind being a paper tiger. Hey, listen, I'm pretty tough up top here, but my asshole is weak as shit. God, I got to tell you, I don't know if you'll download this or not, but fucking Buck, he is a man's man.
Yes, he is.
That mother.
6-hour drive, right?
Five and a half hour drive. Jeez. But then you know how you get guys on the job site, Lummy, that like either know what the fuck they're doing or they don't?
Yeah.
Buck, he could run the high reach. He could fucking run the French stretcher. He could run the Moffitt. He could
Well, he's a heavy machinery guy, isn't
no,
that
I
what
know
he does?
That, but yeah. He's a man's man. He kind of looks like your disheveled homeless father, does he? He kind of does.
Yes, he does.
Love that guy. I think he's coming down in August for a little mini vacation.
Hmm.
And he said, hey, can I sit in on the morning show like on a Friday? And I'm like, yeah, you can. You know, about 8. I don't like a guy sitting in from 6 on,
yeah.
But like 8's fine.
And
like when I have Sumo or Larry Plummer or something stay the night with me, like when they come and visit, I'm like, you know what, slide in about 8. You know, because you're not going to want to sit here right at 6. Anyway, I told Buck, yeah, and I get, if you give me plenty of notice, maybe we'll build a 199 around it, you know?
Excellent.
Maybe we'll build a 199. Speaking of which, Blitz.
Yes.
When is our next? Or is it
21st?
The 21st.
Now, are we going to go back over to Twitch for just to try to test the waters? Or
I mean, that's 2 weeks from 2.5 weeks from now. Who knows what's going to happen between now?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we haven't even gone on Twitch one. I mean, we haven't even been on Twitch tomorrow.
I know.
Like we're pulsing
day by day.
I literally could be banned by Twitch by Friday by this Friday.
I like. Not necessarily joking, kind of went on there a few times yesterday just to see, like, hey, maybe they banned us for no reason again.
Oh, for not even being on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're banning you because you didn't come right back, right. You motherfuckers.
We forgot to ban you for something you guys said a month ago, so here you go. Which could happen.
All right, so tentatively, do you want to say Twitch, or do you want to say, listen, Bubba199 on Friday the 21st, celebrating my birthday, is to be determined as to where it's going to be. It could be on Rumble, or it could be on Twitch. We know that that's our only two options.
Yeah, I, 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 uh, out of the two, if we're still on Twitch, let's do it on Twitch. And if not, Rumble's absolutely great.
Rumble's been great.
Yep.
Rumble's been great. We were on Rumble today, I think, were we not?
Yes. We were.
Right. So I had a nice shit, and it was God, it was so nice.
Yeah. How'd you shit over the weekend?
I didn't.
What?
You didn't shit at all?
Zero shits?
You had a no-shit weekend?
No, I think I might have shit one time. My shit slowed down. See, most people use the weekends to you know, party, and I use the weekends to recuperate from the week.
Mm.
I party harder Monday through Friday than I do, you know, Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, all my day is Sunday is just to get ready for today.
Mm, prep.
Yeah, just a big, my pills, you know, I try to write down some notes, of which, I didn't get into any of this, but I watched, so Saturday night, they had like a WWE WrestleMania pre-event.
Yeah. It wasn't like in LA or something, right?
SoFi Stadium.
Yeah,
You should have fucking seen the crowd, and more importantly, the production of oh my God. Let me see if you can get me some video from Saturday. Actually, WrestleMania was last night, the real one. Saturday night they do like a precursor to it.
Well, it's a lot of the smaller matches.
Smaller matches. And I will see if you can get me any video of this. I will tell you this. As much as I've clowned Jake Paul, he wrestled, I forget who he wrestled, a pretty established guy.
Seth Rollins?
Yes, Seth Rollins. He wrestled Seth Rollins. Mm. And I know, you know, because I participated in it on a very, you know, very entry-level way, but I at least can tell I'm close enough to the wrestling industry and have known enough, you know, Hootie was such a good friend of mine that I can watch a match and tell you if the guy's good or not. You know what I'm saying? If he understands a philosophy, if he understands high spots, if he, you know, how well trained he is. And I got to tell you, I watched Jake Paul and I was like, okay, this is going to be a novelty match, kind of like my shit was.
Mm.
Just novelty moves, clotheslines, scoop slams, hit the ropes, you know, corner splashes, off the second, big man stuff. You know, not real high. Jake Paul, man, he is a very, very good athlete. And you can tell that he's taking this seriously. And his match between Roman Reigns was actually pretty damn good. Like, he looked pretty fucking good. Blitz, wait till you see the production value of this. Hold on here. Let me see.
Was it Logan Paul?
That's what I meant. No, was it Jake Paul or
it
Logan?
It was Logan Paul.
It was Logan Paul.
Seth Paul. Yeah. Seth Rollins.
Okay. I'm sorry. Logan Paul. I thought it was Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul's the boxer.
No. Logan Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy looked good as hell. He really did. Now, I know that he's had a limited amount of time there, and I know that him and Rollins probably walked through this match for at least a month or two. You can tell they were really on point with all the false finishes and all the shit, but it was really...
But hasn't he been wrestling for quite a while?
Well, I don't know.
I think a year or two now.
I don't think that
Rhett says 3 years he's been wrestling.
All right, well, he looks pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I thought he'd been there for a while.
Los Angeles, California, the site of Super...
Look at that facility. Look at the waterfall and... Oh, my...
Bowls of college football playoff national championship games. The home of the Los Angeles Rams and the L.A. Chargers.
What a beautiful fucking facility.
Yes.
Which is considered prettier? The Vegas place or this place? Or are they both similar?
They're kind of similar, but they consider SoFi to be the best.
Yeah, I thought
but this
was,
weekend,
this was
it's
like the best
home of WrestleMania.
And this year's WrestleMania set reveal is sponsored by WWE 2K23.
All right, but I just want you to see the set.
Okay.
And she is the moonwalking.
I mean, the set is unfucking believable.
Trash-talking princess of Staten Island, Carmella. And Carmella, it's finally arrived. It is here. WrestleMania is upon us. What are you most excited about?
This is Hollywood, baby. I mean, the stars are going to be out. There's bound to be a few surprises. It's going to be bigger than ever.
Oh, you're right about that. It's so big. We need to enlist a little help for this year's set reveal in the form of two world-class pro skaters, Brianna King and Bonica Torres, and a sixth.
This is today's fucking... Yeah.
Time X Games gold medalist, Leticia Buffoni. I understand you ladies have something.
And the girl on the right's got a big man face, does she not?
Pretty spectacular plan for tonight.
Oh, yeah, we're going to skate down the ramp.
but you're going to skate down
beautiful.
That ramp.
That ramp, yeah, the long ramp.
Have you always been crazy, or is that something new to you?
Oh, we do crazy stuff all the time, so.
Or are you ladies ready?
I'm ready.
Let's kick it off, baby.
Let's not waste any more time.
All right, I want to. I
please
want,
waste all the time you want.
But I want you to see. Let me know if you can see, find me any footage of, like, last night's matches. Just
yeah,
this is amazing
the
right here.
They're supposed to show fireworks.
Oh!
Oh! If only could go. If only one of them could go under where they get sparkled.
So for those that can't see, this
it's
girl
a,
just...
Three dumb bitches going down a ramp into the ring.
With fireworks on either side.
With fireworks.
She jumps
on the,
in the ring
on
and
the,
they...
On the either side.
Have,
just
they have explosions.
Big bunch of bullshit.
Did you miss me?
Hold on. So
oh,
hold on. Hold on here. I just want you to see, man. I mean, this
just
fucking
Fortnite?
Place is fucking not... We're watching...
Owen Hart?
No. We're watching... Its name's not Jake. What is it? Paul Jake or...
It's Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. And he's been wrestling now for a few years and...
For my birthday!
I mean, but look at this place. It is... There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty... I mean, you're into that kind of shit, Blitz, you know, production.
Yeah, yeah.
That is pretty fucking unbelievable.
Well, and now that they're part of Endeavor, it's a $21 billion company.
Now, is it official?
It
that
is official.
Endeavor...
It's 100% official. They announced it 3 hours ago.
An Endeavor, which owns UFC...
Correct.
...now has purchased the WWE.
Yes. 3 hours ago, they signed the agreement.
3 hours
to
ago.
To form a $21-plus billion global live sports entertainment company.
Let's go!
Hey, I wonder how that what that does for Matt Riddle, who left the UFC on bad terms.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Is he still in WWE?
Yeah.
He's still in there.
Oh, yeah.
He's supposed to return next
when
month.
When did he leave the UFC, though?
Oh, God, about 4 years, 3 years, bad. It was after
so
the new...
But Endeavor still owned it, though.
Yeah, yeah, it was after the Butada brothers or whatever fucking...
Furtado.
I mean, Blitz, look at that fucking set.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And they got Logan Paul, or whatever the fuck his name is, riding around.
He looks like Ninja playing Fortnite.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All right, so...
This. Logan Paul...
Oh, no, not the
another
energy drink.
Another viral moment.
Oh, it's about to be one.
With his energy drink company.
Yeah, yeah, this is pretty fucking funny. So, I think... All right, this is during the match, and Logan Paul has his own energy drink guy, company.
Yeah.
And so...
At least he's a part of it.
As a product placement, they got this energy drink... as a guy, like a little mascot kind of guy.
Yeah, a little blow-up.
So he's got the Seth Rollins guy on the ropes, and all of a sudden the energy drink guy isn't just an energy drink guy. He's Logan Paul's black manager and tears off the face and is there to, you know, to give Seth Rollins like the big Zoinksville deal.
Could be the beginning of the end. KSI ready to record.
This actually is...
Oh, it's KSI.
Yeah, it's KSI.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually a pretty damn good high spot. I want you to watch. I mean, listen, we're dealing with pro wrestling here, okay? There's only a certain amount of things you can do. You know, it's just everything's been done before, but this is pretty fucking funny.
Another viral moment.
KSI is about trying to, he's going to try to get close Blitz and get this viral video that they can put, you know, obviously virally, because that's what they do.
Because Logan Paul loves.
This is actually pretty good.
This Logan Paul.
So Seth Rollins is laying on this table and KSI is making fun of him, kind of like, you know, getting up in his face. And now Logan Paul, or whatever the fuck his name is, now going to make his way to the top rope and give him like a Randy Savage off the top rope onto this announcer table deal, right? That's what we're looking at, right?
Oh, this is going to be a great ad for his brand.
I don't care how, you know, a seasoned of a wrestler you are, this is a fucking absolutely unbelievable high spot.
Because Paul's going...
When you go off the top rope, you don't even know how fucking... and then go to, you know, land on a table from, what would you say, maybe Blitz... Hold
after on. The top rope, Seth Rollins has nowhere to go.
You're what, maybe...
Oh, God.
you're 40 feet in the air, 30 feet in the air, and you're going to jump another 30 feet and land on a guy, right? I mean, no matter who the fuck you are, that's a pretty big high spot.
Yeah.
Look at that backdrop. Isn't that backdrop about unbelievable?
Yeah.
Now watch the pro wrestling switcheroo. This is absolutely fucking brilliant. Whoever booked this match did a good job. So KSI is like talking some shit. Logan Paul's getting ready to jump off the top. Give Seth Rollins a big flying elbow.
Rollins just, oh my goodness!
Dick, big Andy Kaufman switcheroo. I mean, as much as you want to take a shit on it, that's pretty good, don't you think?
It's bye-bye KSI!
Well, hopefully that KSI video he just put made it on the internet because he has now been kicked off of all his platforms for now.
Why?
He made a racial slur against Asians, and he's been told if he doesn't take a break, he will be kicked off. So he's on the apology tour right now.
He is?
Yes.
He said bad things about Asians? For the record, I love Asians.
Yes.
I'm a big Akira. I'm a big Akira fan.
I will say that's the number one thing that online streaming companies are watching right now is the Asian hate.
All you online streaming companies that I'm not on right now because I'm on podcasting, I love Asians. Asian porn is some of my finest.
Yes.
Logan Paul just blasted to his own buddy, to his partner in crime. Look at Rollins go. Pedigree.
But just look at how fucking many people are there. Every ring is jammed. That's on. That's the Saturday night, Willie. I mean, that is just the production and the setting and everything was just very unbelievable.
Yeah, it's high dollar.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, Blitz, like, what just one of these fucking laser cameras cost? $5,000?
Yeah, I don't think.
Just one of those little fucking things.
I mean, honestly, they're probably more than that.
Goes to the west. Jumper kick by Rollins.
Anyway, thank you, Lemmy, for.
Shane McMahon made a return.
He did?
Yeah.
He figured
about 12 seconds.
He figures he got to get in before they get sold?
Yeah.
Because as of yesterday, you know, they still weren't part of Endeavor. Right, Blitz? They didn't announce it.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 hours ago is when that went down.
That.
I mean, obviously, come they on, all Miz. Knew.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, Shane still got it. Well.
Hold on. Did he literally
tore his quad.
What
the hell?
This isn't WrestleMania.
Yes, it is.
From SoFi, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so, yeah,
he just did it.
Come on, Miz! Oh, Shane's
that's where he did.
Yeah.
He tore it on the landing, right?
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh, Shane still got it!
See, he missed the spot.
Oh.
He missed the spot.
Well, I think Shane might have come down wrong on his knee. That's the risk you take. This is all Snoop Dogg's fault. Look at
Shane
usually.
What Snoop Dogg fault means? Is Shane was high?
I forget what the signal is if you're having a problem. I think the referee's supposed to put up a 4.
Oh, really?
I forget. There's a kayfabe term that all the boys know.
Well,
that
this referee
hurt,
went,
he's hurt! Guys, come save him! He's hurt! He said his leg hurts!
Alexa,
what code am I supposed to use?
In pro wrestling, what does a referee use to signal there's an injury?
From sescoops.com, the injury caused the referee to give the X signal,
which normally
indicates a performer has been legitimately injured.
Yeah, it's Blitz. It's like it's the airplane. It's the airport runway X.
Hey, bro, why is she saying suck it?
I don't think I saw her.
No,
let me.
Yeah, I don't think she does the X, but she should have. Let me. You could show me all kinds. If you Google referees giving the X during pro wrestling, you'll see.
This is all Snoop Dogg's fault.
I think you can see Shane yell back at her that he's fucked up. Watch. So,
still got it. I think he
tells the guy.
On his knee. That's the risk you take. This is all Snoop Dogg's fault. Look at...
Why, Snoop high as fuck out back? Hey, man, I'm in charge of this fucking spot.
Look at Miz. What a great host. Miz at WrestleMania. He's victorious without even
breaking a sweat.
Now look at that. Look at that set. See, look, she's telling him.
I came down wrong on his knee off the leapfrog.
Hey, homie, get your ass up, man. Let's get high. Snoop Dogg's coming into the ring.
WrestleMania. These are WWE. Snoop just punched Miz in the mouth.
Oh, so maybe Blitz, the reason why they didn't give the X is because it was supposed to be...
The WWE produces...
It was supposed to be that way, you know what I'm saying? Like, he acts like he...
What the hell?
He acts like he blows out his quad.
The video I sent you has, like, a bunch of different hand signals. And a 1 minute
The ladder! Oh, my God!
The X symbol in WWE symbol...
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. If you play the video I sent you, it has a few different ones, too.
Oh, okay. Yours are always better than Lemmy.
Well, no, I...
As many live shows a weekend...
It just shows you different ones.
Live broadcasting means that anything can happen at any given moment. Referees, timekeepers, and wrestlers can't just simply talk to each other mid-match, which is why communication is done through a series of hand signals. Some basic signals a referee might use are a closed fist, which means yes, and a shake of the head, which means no.
Really?
Referees will throw up the infamous X symbol to indicate to management that a legitimate injury has occurred, which requires medical attention. It is then up to the timekeeper to make sure the camera isn't filming the injury. After a dangerous stunt has taken place, wrestlers will squeeze the referee's hand to let them...
Give him the office.
There you go.
Give him the office.
...know that they are okay.
Yeah, gotta give him the office. I was only part of one X show.
Oh, yeah?
And it was at TNA.
Actually, I was part of a Triple X show, too.
Yeah, that was at home.
That was at home.
It was a house
My
show.
My old home.
And they were doing, like, these retapes.
Okay.
And I forget who it was. Aces and Eights taking on somebody else, and the guy went off the third rope and blew out his knee.
Oh, Jesus.
On pushing off the rope, like, literally legit, like, and his knee was just fucking hanging there.
Stop!
And then they're like, and then in the back, they're like, X, 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 X. I kind of figured out what it meant.
Yeah, yeah.
When the real EMTs, because they have show the real EMTs.
Right.
From the real ambulance.
Not the jobber wrestlers dressed up as EMTs.
No, not the real ambulance guys came out. Hogan goes, oh shit, there's a spud going on, brother.
Something is seriously wrong. If you watch it. WWE match.
Get some more perks and Miller Lights, brother. Ride this one out, kid.
And see a referee.
I'll be in my office.
Referee hold up his arms in the shape of an X sign. It usually means that a wrestler is far too injured to continue the match and they need immediate medical attention. The X symbol has been used rarely throughout the years, but it's seen as a safe yet logical way of the referee communicating to the medical team backstage that assistance is required immediately. But when did it happen? Well, join us now as WrestleMania looks at 10 times wrestlers needed immediate medical attention using the X sign.
I usually need the X sign just down the gangway because I was out of breath.
That's the O. You need oxygen.
Yeah, I need oxygen.
I'm our incoming. Oh!
Jumbo jet! Everybody's... Didn't even look like a spud now.
I'm our...
Number 10, Clash of Champions 2020. A Clash of Champions 2020 featured Angel Garza teaming with Andrade to take on the Street Profits for the Raw Tag Team titles.
You know, the Street Profits.
What should have been a great match between four great
This is when they were doing that virtual crowd, remember?
Yeah. And this was sent into disarray as Garza was legitimately hurt in the match.
Montez Ford! Spanish fly off the top to win the Raw Tag titles!
I got to tell you, man, WWE with that virtual crowd, that was pretty innovative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How they had people just, you know, zoom in and then they would put you on a screen. That's pretty, for what they had to work with, it didn't look that bad.
Garza would suffer an injury when performing a dangerous Spanish fly.
On his fucking face. Oh. He face planted it.
Leading to an awkward landing and the referee throwing up the X sign shortly after. The match didn't immediately stop, as instead when Angelo Dawkins hit the move on Andrade, the referee counted to 3 to end the match. The match ended even though Andrade clearly kicked out of the 2 count. It was a poor ending and there was a clear lack of communication in relation to this ending, as both members of the Street Profits looked visibly annoyed with the match finish.
The fuck, homie? You just fucked up our finish, cuz. Wasn't supposed to go like that. Triple H in the back said, motherfucker, we're winning, dog. What's going on? Fucking bullshit.
However, it's definitely possible.
Stupid ass motherfucking referee.
Possible that both men weren't aware that
motherfucking Snoop Dogg caught all this shit.
Garza had been legitimately injured in the match. Number 9, Sin Cara versus Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, I remember. I knew Alberto Del Rio. He used to come by the house every once in a while.
The original Sin Cara obtained a reputation for being rather difficult to deal with. During his time in the WWE, he was injured a number of times, and on one occasion in 2013, he actually decided to call a match off because he dislocated his finger. Now it's rather common for WWE.
What?
WWE to stop
Alberto
matches
Del
for injuries.
Tigero.
However,
Alberto Del Rio wasn't the same that I was going by.
Dislocated finger.
That wasn't this big white guy named. Oh, I forget what the fuck is. He was Test's buddy.
Doesn't traditionally warrant a match stoppage. The incident took place in a match with Alberto Del Rio, as at the start of the match, Sin Cara decided to call the referee over.
And you know what? You would get clowned in the background. The boys would absolutely fucking clown you if you go to the back and you fucking broke your finger and you fucking called an X.
Legitimately knocked out thanks to Thorne being reckless in the ring. The match was designed to showcase Thorne, who was being built.
All right, enough of this.
Into the draw. Oh, bam!
God. Oh, that. Fuck all that shit.
Exactly.
Conor McGregor teases WWE title chase with parent company of UFC Endeavor set to buy company. This was this morning. It's now been official. So Endeavor, what was the purchase price? Well, they're saying that they created a $21 billion industry. But
21 plus billion between UFC and WWE.
No. But that's what they're saying potentially the company is worth. But I was hearing that the WWE is going to sell for about $6 to $9 billion was going to be what the actual, you know, carve out price of that is.
I don't know.
Yeah, 6 to 9. Now is Vince gone, or is he going to stick around?
I
know that he came out and said that he wanted to stick around.
The deal value is a newly departed company
to stick
at $21 billion. UFC is worth about $12 billion. WWE is valued at $9.3 billion. Endeavor shareholders will own 51% of the newly combined company, while WWE will own 49%.
Oh,
so they're getting half the new company. So they're going to own 49% of the combined company.
Oh, shit.
It said he will remain involved in the business after the deal.
So they're merging the two. Well, no, they're buying WWE.
No, they're merging them.
Oh, they're merging them.
Basically.
Merging them and then carving off 49 points
WWE's
of the new company to Vince or to whoever the stockholders are.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be all one company.
Correct.
Yeah, it looks like the company's going to be run by Ari Emanuel and Vince McMahon.
Yeah, Vince is going to retain his executive chair at the new company for WWE. And WWE's shares fell 10% in early morning trading. Endeavor's fell 2%.
How's the stock market been? It was on fire for a while.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, a long time ago, back when Trump was on office, it was doing great.
Yeah, it was doing real good.
No, but lately it seems like it's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's gone up from the way down it's been.
Exactly. Just like gas prices, you know, they came down a little bit, but they're not $5, but they're almost $4.
I'll tell you, man, Blitz, I was in my little Robin Hood portfolio that I dabble in. I was down 20% all time.
Okay. Like a month or two ago?
Yeah, and now I'm only down 6%.
Lucky you.
Bitcoin's what, today, 28?
I think it went down yesterday a little bit, but...
Today it's up $270 to $28,045, and Ethereum is at $1,795, up $15. My break-even, my average cost on my Bitcoin is $31,000, so I'm not that far off.
Yeah, Bitcoin for the year is down 40%, and for the month it's up 25%. So,
yeah, 38.9779% down for the year. Five year, it's still up 311%. But remember when they were having like 2,300% returns? You know, back in the day when it was at 60.
Sure.
But you know what? It seems like it's gotten. It's up 25% for the month. It's up 68% for 3 months. Down 38% for the past year. And 311% overall. I think Bitcoin, I don't think it's going to be $100,000 like Kevin says.
By the end of last year.
But I think that it. I think it could go back to $35,000.
Oh yeah, 35 for sure.
I mean, relatively. Like by the end of this year, I think maybe it's a $40,000.
It was $50,000 almost a year ago. So
yeah. At 40, man, I'm selling.
I've got a number in my mind of where my Coinbase account, when it gets to wherever it's going to get to, it's I'm out.
Get out of it.
And then I might rebuy if it goes back down.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because so I've been literally watching it the past few weeks, and like it'll go, it swings like 5 or 10% every couple of days, and I'm like, man, I need to.
But overall, it seems to have been a little bit on a roll. Right now. Like, it seems to be a little bit on the roll. Like, again.
Over the past month.
Even 3 months. If you look at, I'm sorry, let me see. Bitcoin, I'm looking at something else. I'm so sorry. Bitcoin, over 3 months, it's up 70%. 3 months. Now, it's where you
right,
go to.
Because that was like its all-time low, basically.
Well, I know. But, I mean, so if you look at January, February, March. January, basically, fiscal 2023.
It 2023 January is when it started to rise. November and December was like all-time low. All-time meaning in like lately, not forever.
But, you know, for the year, it's up like a motherfucker.
I can see that keep going up.
For the month, it's up 25. Hold on. For the day, it's up 1%. For the week, it's up 4%. For the month, it's up 25%. And for 3 months, which would be January, you know, 1, basically.
Yeah. It's almost back up to where it was at in May of last year.
Man, I'm telling you, if Bitcoin hits 35, I'm out. That's my magic number.
I think it's going to keep going up with the stock market. That's probably going to start trending down. Ashley's company, who's super on it, said that they're expecting a recession here pretty soon. And watch the stock market start to trickle down. Especially like with McDonald's laying off people.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Right.
Those announcements are going to start hurting the stock market. And people are going to pull it out and probably start looking for other investments, which they're saying...
Bitcoin might be it.
Yeah, cryptocurrency.
Now...
Gold and silver.
I saw something like on a YouTube watch deal when I was taking a poop. Mm. I was looking at chainsaws. If you guys can hear it in here.
I walked by and I told Red, I'm like, I don't know what Bubba's listening to, but it sounded like a chainsaw.
I was watching this guy drop big fucking trees, man.
To be honest, I thought it was your track, and I was like, how are they, like, because you said you had to watch that video that Merch Crick took.
Right.
So I was like, maybe they were using a chainsaw to chainsaw the old metal down.
Should have. Just chainsaw the whole place down. But I was on YouTube or some fucking somewhere watching this dude who was like a chainsawing motherfucker. So, and you know how distinct chainsaws are. So yeah, I was watching chainsaw, but then I saw like another break. It was a political show, and he was saying something about Americans are so worried about this Donald Trump stuff that they really should have their eye on how banking is going to change in 3 days.
What?
Like currency or something.
Oh, are they talking? Is he talking about all the current, a lot of the currency from the other countries?
I don't know. He just said there's going to be a shit. There's going to be a shit show.
Yen.
There's going to be a shit show in 3 days about you know, something to do with currency.
Well, because I mean, obviously, I think Dan was saying yesterday is that if a lot of those things go off the dollar would just become.
Well, you're saying basically on how we trade oil. Correct. Oil right
that's
now.
That's the
currently.
BRIC countries. Is that's what that is.
Now is that going to be a new rule where all oil is traded with something other than the dollar, or is it just a few countries are going to do it that way?
Well, right now, I mean, they haven't.
I mean, wouldn't it be determined by, you know, the Saudis or whoever's
well, the
selling
Saudis are
the
going. Oil. Saudis made a commitment to China that they were going to start using their.
They
currency.
Have not yet. I believe the BRIC countries have. They're trying to get off the U.S. dollar. Because the whole thing was
but
all,
that is absolutely, absolutely going to be not really good for us.
It's going to be horrible for us because I don't know the exact details, but something along the lines of back in the day when all these oil companies were forming, we agreed that all oil debts would go through the U.S. using U.S. currency. So now they're going away from that.
Yeah, and so... Like I've been watching some stuff and seeing some stuff where they're like, it will be an absolute fucking shit show if these major oil producers say we're now going to trade our commodity oil and something in a currency other than the U.S. dollar, and that the oil industry keeps the U.S. dollar alive single-handedly.
Yeah, because all the oil debts and everything are traded through U.S. currency, but. So the BRIC countries is Brazil, Russia, India, and China, which kind of big countries.
Yep.
Real big fucking countries.
Yeah. So
BFC is big fucking countries.
Yes. Uh-huh. They're going away from the U.S. dollar.
Like,
trading.
Is that official?
I believe so.
I think last week, they've kind of started making it official.
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of crazy when the Kenyan president, I think, came out like a week or two ago and told his citizens. And
after he ran 42 miles?
Yes, exactly. To get rid of the
Kenyan
US
president
dollar.
Just runs to work. It's 22 miles with tigers chasing him. Mm. Bad as fuck. What did he say?
He said...
What did Kenny Kenyon say?
I think it was like a week or two ago.
Who did?
The Kenyan... Kenny president.
Kenny Kenyon.
Kenny Kenyon.
You don't pick up on my
softballs. I'm sorry. Kenny Kenyon said that...
the president of Kenyon is named what?
Kenny Kenyon.
Right? And what did he say?
He said to get rid of the dollar because it's going to be pretty much worthless in a couple weeks.
He's probably right.
Yeah, which is not going to be good for us.
So does that mean we should take your cash that you got you in a safe and go buy some fucking silver?
Or gold.
Yeah.
Or some cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
Or some Bubba the Love Sponge art.
Or some merchandise.
Yeah. Yeah, so the BRIC countries, I guess it's BRICS now because they added South Africa, started forming banks, and now they're offering an alternative to the existing international financial and political forums.
Oh, I forgot to play this today.
Yeah, we're fucked.
When Dan was here.
He makes miracles happen every day with a scalp.
God, the great Brian James.
I know. He was the best.
The great fucking Brian James.
He makes
miracles. Mama, you probably weren't even familiar with his voice work, were you?
Yeah, he was there back
on. I know you're not, but listen to this guy's voice work. Listen to this guy.
He makes miracles happen every day with a scalpel, silicone, and saline.
You're gonna like it, mister.
The world-famous Dr. Dan Diaco has called the show.
Is that not great?
That's amazing.
Is that not unfucking?
What a voice.
God.
He was. He had the best voice.
He was the fucking best. I found
is he
some
dead?
Yeah, he's yeah, dead. He's dead.
He moved to Arizona, I think. But didn't he
moved to Arizona because there was some bitch trying to get him from child support here in Tampa. For real.
I know.
They worked at Gandy. Some hot bitch. And he knocked her up, and then he moved from Brandon, had this badass place in Brandon, and then moved to Arizona. Moved to Indiana for a little bit. Where he's from, and then out to Arizona. That's where he died. One of the last times I saw him was the Bubba Palooza in Arizona at Phoenix. One of my very first one.
Hmm. First new message received.
I've been going through the PM system. By the way, Blitz, thank you so much for my new monitor.
Oh yeah, is it a little better than your other one?
Oh my God, this is like fuck.
You can actually see it.
The other one was so fucked.
I'm telling you too. I remember I told you the other day the two in front of you. I know you said, oh, they're fine, but when you get new ones in there, you'd be like, oh, wow, those were bad.
Okay. I can deal with them. When
I understand.
Don't make it a priority.
No, I understand.
But when you do, you do.
Yeah.
So let me. I went in there and I was looking to build a little bit more of like I found this
and it's
you know, some of the stuff that got you know erased from the
AM system.
I went into the PM system and found
and he's on it. Oh no!
You know stuff that we use.
And I told Lummy about the ins and outs and all that. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. You know this.
Well, we can get very philosophical.
Never heard that one before.
Man, I thought I deleted that one.
I guarantee you never heard of this one.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what.
He's not a getter done. He got it done.
Yep.
It's Gary U.S. Grubbs.
listen to this one, Blitz, that I found.
First new message received at 8:36 a.m.
Obviously, you're scared of what's going to happen to you, or you wouldn't be acting like you're acting. Because trust me, you've been drinking and doing drugs while you were pregnant, and you can act like you hadn't been. But I'm going to talk to your mama, okay? And when I get through with my lawyer, or my lawyer gets through with you, your ass is going to wish you'd never met us, okay?
Is that Rudy's wife?
Goodbye.
it was
an attorney.
Hold on. It's somebody that it was a friend of mine whose mother-in-law called him and left him this message about her daughter, his wife.
First new message received at 8:36 a.m.
Obviously, you're scared of what's going to happen to you, or you wouldn't be acting like you're acting. Because trust me, you've been drinking and doing drugs while you were pregnant, and you can act like you hadn't been. But I'm going to talk to your mama, okay? And when I get through with my lawyer, or my lawyer gets through with you, your ass is going to wish you'd never met us, okay? Good.
Yeah, it was a friend of mine's wife who was fucking up, and that's the message.
Yeah, talk to her mama.
I found this, too. Some woman trying to put some girl we had on the show putting herself over like in a rap.
Angelica Lauren.
She called herself the New York assassin. The New York assassin.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Once you have me, I'll put you in the zone. You'll be
calm
blowing
down,
on my phone saying, baby, I want...
Shh, don't interrupt it.
Sorry. Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Once you have me, I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing on my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
I found some old.
I just searched Angelica Lauren, and that's she does videos.
Yeah.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Won't you?
We had her in the show.
Have me, I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing on my phone, saying, "Baby, I want to come home." There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
How's she looking, Blitzy? Why don't you send me a look for you?
Politically ambiguous for all the wrong reasons.
God, Brian, fucking Brian James. MS, Anna, we had Tucker back when he was on MSNBC. Don't forget where you came from, Tuck.
Politically ambiguous for all the wrong reasons. MSNBC's Tucker Carlson is on the line.
God, I mean, is there anybody that does voice work like that?
No.
I was going to play this during the show today, just out of nowhere, just to surprise you guys. Some little kid calls me up. Hello.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too.
Is that the best or what?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too.
I didn't know you recorded my phone calls back then.
Yeah, I did.
What was your reaction on that one?
I'd just go the power pit.
Yeah, just play it. Yeah.
In between records, like in between songs. Like, you know, nobody, you couldn't hear this on any other radio station.
Nope.
This is exactly what I'd play between, like, Martika and fucking New Kids on the Block. Hello.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too.
Hello.
The panties are piling high.
Brent, smell it.
We'll return to No Panties Thursday on the Bubba Radio Network. After this.
Carl?
Hey, bro, pick up the phone. Don't you know who it is? It's me, your best friend, Hulk Hogan. Don't keep me waiting, dude.
I might just sprinkle those in on it during the morning show just to fuck with people.
Don't keep it waiting, dude.
He's a Bubba the Love Sponge show legend.
Yeah.
Back in full mullet effect.
Why you have to do that?
It's Gene Lasker.
Glad you're getting to hear me.
Here's one of my first bits I think Manson wrote for my show back in the day.
New from Nabisco. It's your next door neighbor's daughter cereal.
What you eating, honey?
Next door neighbor's daughter!
What you eating, Pops?
Next door neighbor's daughter.
Oh, shit.
New from Nabisco, it's your next door neighbor's daughter cereal.
What you eating, honey?
Next door neighbor's daughter!
Oh, shit.
How about that?
You filthy bastard!
Yeah, I found a bunch of shit.
How's Janie Cakes doing?
Janie Cakes is doing well. I'm going to be with her this weekend.
Awesome.
Nice.
Good.
Here, I thought maybe we could start using this in a couple years.
Time for the Sponge's unique political spin. This is Bubba's presidential coverage. And if you don't like it, fuck off.
Hell yeah.
Perfect.
Now, if you're watching a guy give his opinion about that, and it said, if you don't like it, fuck off. I mean, isn't that, that's pretty, you know.
Yeah.
You kind of know what you're getting, right?
Absolutely.
Time for the Sponge's unique political spin. This is Bubba's presidential coverage. And if you don't like it, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Here you go, Lenny.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
I didn't know we had a Heather Whiz intro. Did you know that,
yeah,
Lemmy?
She's one of the show's greatest fans.
Woo! She's fun.
And a close friend of our fearless leader.
I love her.
It's the legendary Heather Whiz on the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
You had a thing where I think if every anybody that called in a lot, you
like
have
royalty.
A
yeah. Like royalty.
Yeah.
I even had one for my son. See where that got me.
He's like three.
He's the son of the Sponge and a rising star in auto racing.
My kid's got a website.
Give it up and pay some respect to Bubba, the next generation. Tyler Clem.
Jesus Christ, kid. How can you hate me? I promoted this shit
why
out of here.
Why do you do this to yourself?
Ryan James even has a voice statement
yeah,
for you.
Like,
what the
man,
hell?
T?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
maybe you should tell him that.
Here we go.
The other spawn of Janie Cakes is on the line.
And yes, I did hook up with Spice Boy.
Let's talk to another member of the Clem Clan.
That's good.
Bubba's sister, Tara.
But she probably would not like that one, would she not?
Probably not.
The other spawn of Janie Cakes is on the line.
And yes, I did hook
up. God, his voice work was unfucking believable.
Hook up with Spice Boy.
Let's talk to another member of the Clem Clan.
That's good.
Bubba's sister, Tara.
Oh, I found one for Heather, too.
Queen Bee?
It's not too flattering.
When she's not maxing out his credit cards, she's checking the daily status of their prenup agreement and panning for precious metals.
All hail the Queen Bee!
Mrs. Heather, the Love Sponge Clam. His full trucker effect.
FD, baby.
Lesbian style.
So if I were you, I would start doing some tongue exercises.
Scout and Big Gulp are on the phone.
Like, let me, we can use that when they call in.
Yeah.
When they you know, when
they drop a line.
Oh, Patty's Thursday.
Oh, this guy sued me back in the day.
Oh, Patty's Thursday. Buff Muffin Free Maulin, let your silky hairy scary run wild. 98 Rock. The Terra Twist is not an ice cream treat. It's a technique developed and patented by the Sponge's sister, Tara. Woo! Let's see how the other spawn of Janie Cakes is doing on the Bubba the Love Sponge show. Nice.
And then once we'd have celebrities on, we would ask them to do, like, promos for us.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Hi, this is Paul Mooney. Bubba, my white cousin, is coming to Phoenix. So with Bubba Palooza, he's going to be there December 14th. So please come and see him. Get your tickets now at BTLS.com.
So Anna, after we get into a guest, be like, hey, can you do some voice work for us? And they would.
Oh, nice.
Charlie Murphy.
Hello, this is Charlie Murphy. And the Bubba Palooza starring Ned is coming to Chicagoland. Actually, Maryville, Indiana, at the Star Plaza Theater on April 19th. Buy your tickets now at BTLS.com, baby. You know how it's going.
Word.
Let me remember when I came within one day of having my own television show?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me.
Let's talk about
one
it.
One fucking day.
Witness television history when Bubba the Love Sponge hits the airwaves.
You want me to grab those, see if they're real again?
Be in the audience for the taping of his new TV show.
Is it awesome?
It's pretty awesome.
June 19th and 20th at Chicago's historic WGN Studios.
God, we have really got to clean this place up.
Register now for tickets at BTLS.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, love me.
Wow.
That was close.
Let me fuck that one all up.
Somebody didn't do nothing.
Yeah, Blitz.
Suck, fat ass.
Hello.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too. Bitch.
Bitch.
My favorite part of that whole thing is the old school phone hang up.
I know. Listen to him. Hello.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too.
You can't hang up with a cell phone like that.
No.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Won't you have me? I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing on my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
What is she looking like now, allegedly?
I don't know, but that's Dan's deal. Tighter, wetter, better.
Right?
Angelica
right.
Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Won't you have me? I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing on my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
Right.
The five healthiest cities to live in America. Hawaii, Minnesota, okay. And Vermont, Washington, New Hampshire, Utah, Colorado, Massachusetts, California, and Oregon.
Those are all states, though.
That's what I meant, states.
What's number 10?
I got to tell you, man, I think Colorado, I think, as much as I've been seeing Dion and Boulder, because he shows like his house. And,
okay.
God,
I'm telling you,
that looks so fucking beautiful. I'll go.
I can't wait to go back.
I'm gonna go, Anna.
I gotta end up in Warsaw again. This is so crazy.
No, I'm going to Reno. I'm going to Reno in May.
Yep.
I'm going to Reno in May, and then I'm gonna plan a fall trip to Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, you said you were gonna go to the, I think, Arizona State game.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to a game that I know Dion's gonna win. Is Arizona State good?
Not really.
Right.
No.
Right.
When is that game, Lummy? Do you know the date?
I think Bubba said it was in October or November.
Hey, Alexa, when does Colorado play Arizona State in football?
The Colorado Buffaloes football team will play on the road against the second-ranked TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday, September 2nd at 12 p.m.
The TCU Frogs?
Right.
Not what I fucking frogs? Ask.
I'm trying to...
Hey, Alexa... When does Colorado play Arizona State in football?
The Colorado Buffaloes football team will play on the road against the second-ranked TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday, September 2nd at 12 p.m.
Right.
Right.
I cannot say it, though.
Hey, Alexa, why are you so fucking stupid?
I'm happy to hear how I can improve. Huh. You can always say, I have feedback.
I have feedback. You're fucking suck, bitch.
You're fucking suck.
You're fucking suck,
oh, sorry,
bitch.
But,
it was smelly pussy.
It was against Arizona.
Oh, no wonder.
Well, they still play Arizona State, but that's not there. In,
hey, Alexa.
November 11th.
When does Colorado play Arizona at home?
Here are a few movies playing near Tampa today. Dungeons and Dragons. Honor
what
Among
the fuck?
Thieves.
Stupid.
Hey, Alexa, be quiet.
Tell her she has smelly pussy.
Hey, Alexa, is it true you got a smelly pussy?
Oh, that bitch didn't like that.
Yeah. No. Hey, Alexa, is it true you have an STD?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, the SCP Foundation is a fictional
Jesus
secret
Christ.
Organization documented
typical woman,
by the
she just hears what she wants to hear.
Wiki project mm-hmm. of the same name.
Hey, Alexa,
with the...
shut up.
Bitch.
Hey, Alexa, how do I listen to the Bubba the Love Sponge show?
From satelliteguys.us, the Bubba the Love Sponge show is available on Sirius Channel Howard 101 and on XM Channel Howard 101 with
hey
the
Alexa,
best of Sirius.
Welcome to 2011, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
I mean, but you should be.
Hey, Alexa, play the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
Playing Bubba Army Radio, the Bubba the Love Sponge show from Apple Podcasts. Here's the latest episode. BTLS show best of the month, February 2017. Sorry, I am having trouble playing the music.
Yeah, Blitz is working on that bullshit
So the one that will start working hopefully this week sometime will be play Bubba Army Radio.
Hey, Alexa, play Bubba Army Radio.
Playing Bubba Army Radio, the Bubba the Love Sponge show from Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Here's the latest episode, BTLS show best of the month.
Hey,
February
Alexa, shut up. I got to take a shit.
Yeah. Should be
again?
Up. Should be up either tomorrow or Wednesday.
Perfect. No, so. I don't got a shit.
Oh.
Hey, Alexa, do you shit or pee?
Guess not.
Hey, Alexa, are you listening to my conversations even when I'm not talking to you? Nice. Hey, Alexa, are you always listening to my conversations?
By default, I only send audio back to Amazon when you activate me. For more information, and to view Amazon's privacy notice, visit the About section of your Alexa app or alexa.amazon.com.
Hey, Alexa, what are you going to do if I plan on murdering Lummy?
Oh.
I don't know that.
Fuck off, bitch.
She don't care about you.
I know.
Hey, Alexa.
Cunt.
Am I behind on my taxes?
The United States has a progressive personal income tax in which the average tax rate increases as taxable income rises. For the 2022 tax year, the United States has 7 tax brackets with marginal tax rates between 10% and 37%.
Thanks.
Tell her you want the truth.
That's all I gotta say?
Say, Alexa, I want the truth.
Hey, Alexa, I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Hey, Alexa, you're a fucking ripoff artist. Bitch, about to get mines. Hey, Alexa, play 40s and Blunt.
Here's 40 and a Blunt by Dossie FX.
What?
On Amazon Music.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, 40s and Blunts, man. What makes the world go round, yo?
Yeah. Huh. That's a bootleg copy.
40 and a Blunt.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
40s and Blunt make the world go round. So I bob my head to the funky sound. 40s and Blunt make the world go round. Now I'm taking.
Yo, I'll be busting my grandma like cherries. Niggas wanna follow, but they know my style varies. I smoke like a fire and I drink
that
like a
fire. That
might
be better than mine.
Like
that one might be better than mine.
No. Now, is it just me? I like yours better, Bob.
But all I wanna do is spark a blunt and drink some fucking brew. The weed smoker, MC provoker, no joker.
Are you MC provoker?
Like no, I'm a dopa. With like Oprah.
Timberland boots to keep my fucking jeans
sack. I think yours is better.
Pour out my liquor for some
niggas
that
better.
Be missing. It's just a tradition. The boy to keep me drunk and pissing. This ain't the mission easy. Why this got to go?
Come on. We only smoke the chilies. Quit. Stop. Immediately. Close that.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking
dear.
About. Bubba Show, hello.
Is this Bubba?
Yes, it is.
Bubba.
Yes.
I hate you, you stink bitch.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I do not have a problem at all with putting you on the air and telling me how much you hate me and why. I just can't have you dropping F-bombs, okay?
Okay.
So you just don't be dropping, you know, S and F and various cuss words that I can't put on the radio. But okay. Other than that, as long as you stay fairly clean about it, you can go off on me all you want. Why don't you like me now?
What's your point, man? You're always going off on everybody. You're talking
I told you not.
Business, you know, but you don't
now, hold on. I'm trying to be cool with you, okay?
Yep.
And you don't got to be cool with me, but we do have a little bit of rules around here now, okay?
That's okay. Fair.
All right, so start over now. Go ahead.
What's the business? I'm listening to radio right now. Why are you riding this guy's butt about?
Because I got a 16-year-old kid who thinks he knows it all, and I got a 19-year-old kid who thinks he knows it all. And they came into this radio station, and they want to be me right now. Now, sir, I started this business in 1985.
I know.
Hello.
Yo, Holmes. Serious business to talk to you about, homie.
It's Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Nothing to do with wrestling, brother.
Uh-oh.
What I want to talk to you about
Uh-oh.
Is your crap, your rap about running for sheriff in the year 2000.
Oh.
When I need a president of the United States,
Bubba,
I'm looking for one good American man. I'm pointing at you, dude, and I don't want to hear no more about the sheriff. We're looking for bigger things. We're looking for saving the economy. What does Bill Clinton know? What does Bill Clinton have
Uh-oh.
Going? The bottom line, Bubba, everything he's going through from the Oval Office to the economy to his ex-old lady Hillary, whatever that gaffer is, you and I have already been through. I'm saying all we got to do is have people advise us. All we got to do is have people bring us up to speed. And you and I are real Americans, brother. We can make a legitimate, rightful, wrongful, yes and no decision and save the world, man. VP Bubba the Sponge Man.
I'm honored. I mean, good morning, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm a little bit behind on the time, excuse the pun, but what's the deal with the anal?
Anal. Well, we're, again, Anna, this is on regular radio.
What's the deal?
That's our question. How much for anal?
What's your deal with anal?
Right.
Are you an advocate of anal?
Same thought.
I've never done it.
Do you yearn for anal, or?
Are you longing for it?
What's that?
I'm trying to find out what the big deal is.
Well, I had a guy named Michael who called me up, wanted me to help facilitate talking his wife into accommodating his anal needs.
Are you like the go-between?
You're an anal
middleman.
I wasn't there to, I wasn't there to, you know, to guide it, but, you know, I think I was probably the voice of reason that persuaded her into giving him a shot.
Voice of reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on now. Be reasonable.
I just have this person that just tries to do that.
What's that now?
I just have this person that tries to do that all the time.
So you are kind of the same predicament as she was in the fact that you got a significant other that wants to do anal all the time and you don't want to.
Well, you know, it's just like, really, doesn't it hurt?
Well, you're wondering what the big deal is. The big deal is it's forbidden fruit for dudes, and guys are always going to want what they can't have.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I mean, you know.
I think you should strike a deal with this guy and say, if you want to have anal with me, while I'm putting a dildo somewhere on you, we got a deal.
Well,
Manson,
that's way off base for you.
I mean, you,
Manson,
you're really killing the deal for us guys here.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the studio for a while. You're being a little too shocking, Manson.
Yeah, leave it to Manson to want anal.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. You're offending me.
I mean, like it's like everybody was trying to get to anal except Manson. It's like, you know, you got to be fucking equal. Listen, it's not equal when it comes to butt fucking.
What?
It's not equal when it comes to butt. Only person that makes it equal in this little soiree that we got going on is Lummy.
Oh yeah,
not equal.
Blitz is not going to let you fuck him.
Nope.
I don't want
to. But
fuck
he wants
him.
To. But he'll fuck your ass.
Yep.
What?
He'll fuck your ass. And you'll like it.
Yeah. You'll take it from
butt?
Him. Yeah, your asshole.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No
I have a lot of fiber in my diet.
That's great. Then, the opposing opinion is not, you know, after I fuck you, you can fuck me.
Yeah, no.
You got a banging buddy.
Yeah.
Behind your husband's back.
Yeah, not in front of him.
Right.
Well, hey, that does happen. Hey, we get those calls here.
Yeah, plenty of those.
Let me ask you a question. Does your husband know about your banging buddy or no?
No.
Okay. And your banging buddy would like to perform anal, and he's bugging you about it.
Well, not persistent, no.
But he's mentioned it.
Yeah,
he's mentioned it.
And you don't necessarily know if you want to go there or not.
Right.
So what's your question to me?
Well, my question to you was, what is it that great? What? You know?
Well, anal is a different change of pace, and it's
different texture altogether.
It's a different feeling and a different sensation, and it's
plus nobody's been there before.
I'm trying to figure out how you know.
Well, I've had anal before with a girl, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Does that make
so
me
a
weirdo?
A man's perspective.
No, I will say that.
Does that make me a nomad?
No,
does it make me a leper?
A nomad.
A nomad.
Wondering the anal.
How sexually active are you with one, your husband? And two, your boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, you're banging buddies.
Whatever.
Banging buddies, not very often. He's like once every 3 weeks.
All right, how about your husband? I'm sorry, Manson. Go ahead.
It's a bad idea to do that. Have anal with your banging buddy because it makes it 10 times worse when your husband finds out, oh, you're having anal sex with this guy?
I didn't even get anal sex.
I didn't get anal.
I got three kids by you, and I never had anal.
Yeah, right.
This guy slips right in with the anal.
Literally.
Enough of anal talk. Reminds me of that big poop I just had.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Analed yourself.
I analed myself.
Was it
at the end
solitary?
Of the day, if you are a guy and you really got one of those big fucking moray eels coming out your ass, it would be the same. I mean, my poops are as big as cocks sometimes. I mean, maybe not.
God, I wish I could use that drop.
My poops are as big as cocks. So if you're getting a poop that's the size of a cock and it's coming out of your ass, it would be the same as going in. It would be the same as going in your ass, wouldn't it?
Sure, why not?
Interesting.
I mean, it's your ass.
Logic.
Your ass has
to
stretch.
We do have an expert here.
But your ass has to stretch.
that amount to get either something in or out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether the door is letting something in or the door is letting something out. Something's going through that door jam. Right? Right? Yeah,
right. We can refer to our anal expert, Lummy, is on the line.
Brian James here now?
But what I'm saying, Lummy, is whether your door is taking it in or your door is pushing it out, that same mass, nonetheless, is going through the door jam, isn't it?
Some doors swing both ways.
Well, that's the thing.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne, won't you have me? I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing on my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
Philosophical, that maybe both the doors don't swing both ways.
We can get very philosophical.
My asshole doesn't go two ways.
That's right. So maybe you have their skin flaps in the
So
way.
What I'm saying is, like, is it easier for you to accommodate big turds because you've already been pre-opened by a fucking...
Are you
fucking
asking if my asshole is gaping?
Sure.
I still have sphincter control. So,
wait, hold on, you have what?
Sphincter control.
Wait, hold on, whoa. You have what?
It's with an S.
Yeah, sphincter.
Not sphincter.
I have a sphincter.
It's sphincter.
Yeah, sphincter control.
No, sphincter.
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 Sphincter control.
No, God damn, you fucking loose-lipped motherfucker.
See, people knew what I was talking about. Sphincter.
No, sphincter.
How do you spell it?
No. Just how do you say it?
Sphincter.
Sphincter. Spit on my
sphincter.
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 Sphincter. I have sphincter control.
Your asshole.
My asshole has sphincter control. Sphincter control.
It's not sphincter. It's sphincter.
I don't under.
What is it? What is it, Lovey?
Hey, Alexa. How do you say sphincter?
Okay. But which language do you want me to translate to?
English. Hey, Alexa, say sphincter in English.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, bitch.
Hey,
sphincter.
Hey, Alexa, what does sphincter mean?
Sphincter is usually defined as a circular band of voluntary or involuntary muscle that encircles an orifice of the body or one of its hollow organs.
Mm-hmm. Like your asshole.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, is your sphincter part of your rectum?
The rectum is part of the rectum.
Well, no shit.
What's it called, Lummy?
Sphincter.
No, sphincter. Sphincter.
I think you're wrong, Bubba.
How do you say it?
It's sphincter.
Say it, Anna.
Sphincter.
Yeah, sphincter.
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 Oh, Jesus.
It's not German.
Sphincter!
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 Hi-o, sphincter!
Hi-o, sphincter!
Sphincter.
Say it again, Anna.
Sphincter.
Again, sphincter.
Sphincter.
Are we hearing different stuff?
Say it.
Sphincter.
Sphincter. It's S-P-H. Sphincter.
Yes, sphincter.
Sphincter.
It's a stupid... Sphincter. Sorry.
Sphincter.
Yes, sphincter.
Sphincter.
It's a stupid word.
We're saying it the same way,
those
but
letters
sphincter.
Don't belong next to each
sphincter.
Other.
Go to and talk sphincter.
Sphincter.
Hey, Alexa. Sphincter. Say the word sphincter in English.
I don't know that one.
Sphincter.
It's because you're a bitch.
And a whore and a cum dumpster.
Yeah, you sphincter. Cum dumpster with your
sphincter. Hey, Alexa, are you a cum dumpster?
I don't know that.
I'm hitting the wall.
Prude fucking bitch.
I gotta go.
You gotta shit.
No, I'm done shitting. I gotta take a nap.
Yeah. Well, get that.
What's the new drugs? Just knock me out forever?
Nice.
Oh, you're on new drugs?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Got new drugs.
Like more of the same or new?
Just new. Oh,
different.
Shit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Care to share?
No.
Either the name or the actual drugs.
No, because you guys will just be fucking Gary Coxing the shit out of me.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Two X's?
So anyway.
Sphincter.
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 No. No, sphincter.
Sphincter.
I feel like I'm talking to a son, Walker, and we're learning how to speak and spell. For
Guten Tag, sphincter.
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 Seafood Tower.
Can I like the Seafood Tower, please?
Mike Tyson.
Dan Diaco's son's like Mike Tyson.
I'd like to have the seafood tower. Yeah. Market MKT.
That shit makes me
market.
Laugh.
Market value. Market. Time. Market.
I mean, little Danny goes to the words MKT. That's where he orders. Mm-hmm. His baseline is market value. First of all, it's the most expensive shit in the entire menu when they say MKT.
Yep.
Market. That means it could be from $1 to $1,000.
What it means is they can market the fuck up.
Right, which means they don't want you to hold them to any certain fucking price. Because the sea bass this week could have cost him $26, or it could have cost him $40.
Yeah, I mean,
based
I get
on
why they...
a guy like Lummy shaking him the fuck down from the warehouse.
Sure, I mean, that's most of the time when you know it's not fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I get why they do it, but like, Jesus Christ.
What do you mean, Lummy, when it's MKT means it's not fresh?
It is fresh. If it's not, like, because the volatility of fish is up and down so much that there's no way you can actually put a set price on, let's say, a grouper unless it's frozen.
Makes sense.
There's no so when you see it, you're like, all right, it's not fresh. There's no way unless you leave it at like $39.99 at all times.
Yeah, if you go into a place and they have like the prices written on the board in chalk, probably fresh.
Yes,
because they can change it a lot.
Correct. When you look at the thing and you go, oh, grouper sandwich for $9.99. Yeah, oh,
frozen.
Yeah, if it's on a fucking fancy menu, all laminated and shit, they haven't changed it in fucking 2 years. Probably frozen.
Yeah. Ins and outs.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. I think it's a pretty good little pod. I think I don't know where it ranks. I don't give a fuck.
Twitch tomorrow morning.
Twitch for at least maybe a day. I mean, let's see if ever canceled this midstream. But fuck, there's always
the first time for everything.
For everything. Love y'all. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, even after hours, kid. At the Bubba Army. Have a good one.